It's Outlaw's Revenge, the front runner. Frankie Pino, the defending champ, is trying to come on the inside of him. Outlaw's Revenge still in front of Frankie Pino. And first to Kirsten. Outlaw's Revenge, another one goon for Yendall. One by over a length. Close second.
Oh, listen to the crowd cheering last year when the local boy, Dan Bowman, had all the punters cheering. That brings a smile to the face. Good to see you, Dan. How are you?
Good, thanks, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Fond memories?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, growing up locally and being a trainer, you always want to win one of the features. So, yeah, it's good to tick one off.
As we go back to Dan Bowman, we heard the Wongoom win last year, and you've got a very good chance of going back-to-back with Is It Me, drawn barrier two. What are your thoughts in the Wongoom today?
I think he's the right horse for the race. He's a, you know, up-and-coming type of horse. He's got good potential. My gut feeling sort of tells me that he might be a prep away from that sort of level, but the late Peter Cox was in the horse, and his wish was to try and win the Wongoom before he passed away suddenly. So we decided to target the race and try and do that for him.
He's a horse that certainly showed a lot of ability early on in his career, and then I reckon last prep he took the next step. Has he taken the next step again this preparation?
I think so. Like, he didn't have much of a break. He only had a little bit of a let up. But last prep, he just started to put it all together. You know, he was still doing a lot wrong in his second prep. And then last time out, he just started to get it right a bit more, put it together, put races away. And as you say, he strung a few good runs together. So that's why I sort of think he might be a better horse in the spring. But look, exposing him to this level today is only going to help him in the future.
What do you think about how the track will be playing today and what it means for Is It Me?
I'm not too concerned about him getting through the chopped up track. It's just more or not whether they start to overdo it, wanting to get down to the fence. He can be a bit sticky out of the gates. You know, he's at two worst runs of his career. He drew one and got stuck three pairs back both times. So if he can jump well and be in a good spot, then I'll be happy, but just want the track to race fair, and if they can win from everywhere, then we're going to have a good day's racing, aren't we?
What do you make of the race overall? We don't often see a horse like Tuvalu going around in a Wongoon.
No, it's compacted the weights a bit.
Yeah.
For a handicap, which is never ideal, but it's a much stronger race than last year. And it's good to see, you know, maybe there's a few of them using it as a hit out before the Goodwood in 10 days' time.
You were pretty confident 12 months ago on race morning, weren't you?
Yeah, no, I was. The only query we had last year was the real heavy track, but he was flying that horse last year going into that race, and we were pretty confident.
How would you compare your confidence levels today to 12 months ago?
I think this horse can be better than the other horse in time, but it's just still a few unknowns with this bloke, you know, where his level is and where he's going to get to. We're still not quite sure, which is exciting. But hopefully today he can give us a good shout.
What about earlier on in the day? You've got one stepping out for the first time there in the two-year-old race. It's called Two Cubed. It's by Rubik. What can you tell us about it?
Nice filly. A half-sister to, I think it's Cabernet Queen of Mars, so it's a nice family. She's a little professional. She'll jump, put herself in the first four or five, hopefully, and if she can do that, then hopefully she can run in the first four or five.
She's $35.
Yeah, a lot of them from around here are coming out of similar trials, so you can sort of line them up a little bit, but with no real race-experienced horses in it, it's a bit of a raffle. But yeah, look, we like our filly. She's taken every step we've asked her to, and continue to tick the boxes. I think she'll be a nice three-year-old, but today's a really nice opportunity to kick her off.
So have you got a bit of a handle on your opposition in that race? Because it is, for a punter's perspective, it's a tricky race to try and decipher.
Oh, it's an absolute raffle, isn't it? So, look, you can only watch the other horses' trials. You know, how much pressure they're all under and how much is left under the bonnet is a bit of an unknown. But, yeah, look, we're pretty happy with our filly and confident she'll be a nice horse in the future.
All right, another one that's relatively unexposed is Bellinado there in race five. It's only had the one start to date. That was at Ararat last year. How's he come back ahead of his second racing campaign?
Yeah, good. I'm really happy with this horse. he's very mentally immature, taking a long time for the penny to drop, but he's a nice cut of a horse. I think the 1400 will be perfect for him. He's drawn well. If he can jump well, we've put the winkers on just to keep him focused. If he can jump well and be somewhere in that first six, then I'll really confident he'll run well. He trialled up super at Terang, and really happy with him. He's probably my best chance, I think.
All right. $9.
$10 on the tab app you can get. So that is race five, number two, Bellinado. And then you've got a 25-1 chance, first up in the last, Magnetic Prince. Do we put it in the quaddy?
Definitely chuck it in the quaddy. He's just got bad barrier manners. He can jump well sometimes and put himself in the race like he did first up last prep at Geelong when he won a 70. It's just whether the track's soft enough for him, but I wouldn't be surprised if he ran well. We finally worked out how to train him. We did it last prep, just one jump out and then nice and fresh, and he jumped well and won well at Geelong. So hopefully we can repeat that recipe.
Sounds like there's a little bit of confidence today amongst the entire team.
I try to only bring horses here that I think can run well. You know, it's a really busy week. It's too hard to just saddle up horses for the sake of them going round. So, look, I'm confident if the track's fair that all of mine can run well, and hopefully one or two of them can give a race a shake.
Are you taking Fortunate Kiss to Caulfield on Saturday?
We are, yes. She was entered last Saturday in the Open but didn't get a run, and it's probably for the right thing, you know, running a benchmark race Saturday at Caulfield, Geordie Child's on. She's going super.
How are your dogs going? You're with Harry Coffey and a few others becoming a bit of a leviathan in the greyhound industry.
Well, we've got one average one running down in Tassie at the minute. I think it's 284, which is really not good quality dogs, but it's won a couple. And we've bred a few, so we've got a few pups starting to get broken in and whatnot. So, yeah, starting to have to start naming them all the same name and turn into one of those Leviathan dog breeders.
Have you got a little moniker that you could maybe, you know, Bowman and Coffee together or something like that?
No, we haven't yet. But we'll have to get something sorted, I reckon.
Good luck today, Dan. Would be, especially with the backstory that you told us about, is it may be a very emotional win if you could snare the Wongoom today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Good on you, Dan.